Good morning. A Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. This morning, Alan, a couple of headlines. One is the NYPD yesterday responded to a suspicious package at Trump Tower. It was over in a few minutes. They gave the all clear. The other is inauguration nears and security agents plan for a wild one, expecting large numbers of protesters as well as what may be nearly a million supporters of Donald Trump. Security details are facing challenges not seen in recent times.
That's right, David. There's going to be security stuff out there that has been unimaginable in the past because, of course, Donald Trump is a New York City resident, number one. And number two, there are hints that he doesn't intend to be in the White House. He intends to be on Fifth Avenue. We already know that the stores on Fifth Avenue are having a very rough time because the police, in order to maintain some kind of order and safety for the president-elect, have been all over the place. And Fifth Avenue, which is one of the great commerce places not only of New York City but of the world, is right there. Now, you know that this is going to be a dangerous situation for the president-elect because there are an awful lot of people who do not like him. And this is not a good thing because the last thing you want to do is interfere in any way with the peaceful transference of power, even under the worst of situations, which is that we see Barack Obama announcing that he's coming after the Russians big time. He only has a few days to do it, but he's announcing a series of sanctions against the Russians and also things that we don't know about involving cybersecurity. If the Russians, and there doesn't seem to be much doubt about it anymore, interfered with this election, it is a major act of either you could call it terrorism, you could call it war, but I don't know what else to call it. And we do know that there is this relationship between Putin and the election of Donald Trump. If it were proven, of course, that Trump had something to do with it, other than his utterance that he wanted the Russians to keep on hacking, then it could mean treason and it could mean impeachment. But so far, that hasn't happened, although you never know. Once those sanctions get put on the Russians, there's going to be an awful lot of anger on Putin's side, and you never know what comes out of that.
What comes out of Trump's business relationships, the subject of an editorial in the Times today, sell the business, not the presidency, Mr. Trump.
Well, you got to hand it to the New York Times. They're telling the truth as they see it. I think it's a very courageous thing for the Times to be doing, as it is for every other newspaper that prizes American freedom and justice. If, in fact, Trump is going to see his considerable empire growing as a result of his tenure in the White House, it is not what the American people want, and they have so signaled in a number of ways. The United States Constitution certainly has an emoluments clause which says you're not supposed to enrich yourself as a result. Now, is there any doubt that that's going to happen? Because what this does is to present a thousand ways in which people currying favor with the Trumps will be able to go forward and stay in his hotel on inauguration time or to buy into his businesses. There are a thousand ways to do that. Look, I've always said, if you invest $100,000 or if you invest $5 million and you get $100 million back for it, that's a good investment. Where else do you make that kind of money? Certainly not in my TIAA-CREF. And if you make that kind of investment and it pleases the Trumps and in some ways they know it and they pay back for it, that is exactly what we're talking about here. And I think the Times is right to write this editorial.
How about the Russians and sports officials admitting to systematic doping effort? It's the largest institutional conspiracy of its kind in sports history.
Disgusting. Look, the whole point about Olympics is that you bring people together, that they compete, and they compete on equal terms. We've seen it in baseball, we've seen it in other places in which individuals dope up. But when it's a government conspiracy, that is a whole different story. I don't know what happens. What do? You kick the Russians out forever, and you say that the whole spirit of the Olympics is lost because of the doping. On the other hand, think about what the Olympics has always meant. Think about Hitler's Germany and Jesse Owens and coming over there in the most adverse conditions in Germany right before the Führer and shoving it right up his nose. And it's a real problem for what you do going forward. I suppose what you have to say is set up institutional safeguards so that it can't happen again. But in a fairly closed dictatorship there, I say that under Putin, it's going to be tough to do.